talk now to Jane Alton, who's a numerologist. She's got a diploma in numerology from the Knesset School of Numerology. Jane, a very good morning to you and welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah, well, the World Cup's a very, very exciting course for lots and lots of people all around the world. Millions and millions of people will be watching the opening game, Brazil against Croatia, tonight. And we've got live coverage of it, of course, right here on TalkSport. You're a student of numerology, and we've been asking you... really, if you can look at it for us from the perspective of how well England are going to do, and what sort of significant numbers there are that we can kind of we can concentrate on.
Well, I've done a relationship chart of Wayne Rooney, Jack Wilshere, Daniel Sturridge, and also the date of the match, the Italian match, the 14th of June, and the actual relationship chart is really, really positive. Relationship chart is basically showing how people work together and shows the dynamics of a team. I realise it's not the whole team, but we've got some key members here, and the date, and it's just very, very powerful, very significant. It indicates possibly working together really, really well, and also, you know, possibly gutsy confrontations as well, but it looks very positive in terms of the team working well together.
Okay. So when you look at the numbers, you look at the number that's going to be their squad number, I suppose. Do you need to know when they were born or what they're doing?
Yeah, I mean, on this relationship chart, I've used Wayne, Jack and Daniel's dates of birth,
okay,
as well as the date of the match, just to look at the dynamics, how the impact of that date on their individual lives, if you like.
Sure.
It's particularly powerful for Wayne.
Is it?
But basically, all three of them together, there's a great deal achieved. It's very positive.
Okay. So of course, if some people said, well, it may be that they've played together before and there haven't been that many positives, it might be that was because of the date of the actual match. So the date of the match has possibly made a difference.
Oh, yes, the date of the match is very significant. It's a powerful date, particularly for Wayne. It's, yeah, very powerful for all of them.
So when you say it's a powerful date for Wayne, does that mean it could be a very good match for him? It could be that he might score a goal? I mean, how...
The relationship chart would indicate that they managed to work together very, very well.
Okay, well that's something to look forward to. And just generally in terms of how you look at all of these things, do you have a chart that kind of intersperses different numbers? Tell us a bit about how it works.
Well, I've looked at each of their charts, if you like, Wayne Rooney, Jack Wilshere and Daniel Sturridge, as well as the date of the match. We use numbers every day. They're sacred symbols, and from a name and a date of birth, there's just a huge amount of data that comes from that. And I mean, they've got certain. It's interesting that, for instance, with Jack, his shirt number is a 7, and 7 is very critical for him in his chart. You know, of course, sort of what opens doors for him is the 7. You know, he'll trust that inner voice and follow it. And it's interesting with Daniel that his shirt numbers are 9, and that's a very critical number for him with regard to his numerology. It's interesting.
Does it tie in with their date of birth?
Yes, it ties in. As I said, from a date of birth and name of birth, there's a huge amount of information, and there's certain key numbers that are generated. It's what we call a personal intent, or a what opens doors for people, if you like. And for Daniel, it's the 9, and for Jack, it's the 7, and that's the number of their shirts. So they're sort of very in rhythm there.
What would happen, for example, if Jack Wilshere didn't start the game but came on later? Would that be significant?
All I know is that the three of them potentially are going to be working together very well. So hopefully he's in right at the beginning.
Does it matter what the numbers are in terms of who they're playing against? Like if they're playing against Italy, obviously.
Yeah,
okay, I mean, I appreciate you might not have looked at that, but I mean.
Well, I'm looking more at dates. I mean, the vibration for Italy, 9-2-1-3-7. That's a 17. 8 plus a 5, that's a, gosh, you see, that's a 22-14-5. So the name Italy, Italy, that's a 22-14-5 vibration, and 22 is particularly powerful for Daniel, actually, with his lots of fours here. You know, and England's got a different vibration as well. Every name and everything comes down to numbers, basically. It comes down to vibrations. So, you know, Italy's vibration is the 22-14-5.
you say the 22.14.5,
sorry, 22.13.4, apologies.
22.13.4, how does that, how do you work that out? Does that have
Every letter has a number. So I is 9, T is 2, A is 1, L is 3, Y is 7, and you get a 22.13.4 from that. And Daniel in particular has got lots of 13.4, powerful 13.4 energy, so he may feel particularly at home in the Italian type of environment. Don't know, but every
sounding very positive, Jane.
Obviously, Wayne, Jack, and Daniel are very different characters. They respond to things very, very differently, but it's hard to describe a relationship chart. It's basically a circle with 1 to 9 on it, and every date of birth or every date has a different, forms a different shape, if you like. And with the three of them together and the date of the match, there's completion in every area, whereas individually they're not completing, if that makes sense.
Oh, I see, yeah,
they need other people to complete what they're here to do. They obviously it's very much, they're great in a team.
Does it matter, for example, if they something happens during the course of, say, the next couple of days, and they move into a hotel and it's got a particular room number? Is that significant, or how can you tell when?
Again, it's all vibration. So, there'll be certain vibrations, certain numbers that they're a lot more comfortable with. I mean, with all three of them, they've got very strong one energy. And with Wayne, his shirt is a number 10 as well. So it's just certain. Basically, everything reduces to vibration and number, and everyone is more comfortable with certain energies.
Right. It's a fascinating study, isn't it? I mean, and you can use this to kind of, I mean, if you were to want to kind of go as far as to predict what the score might be, I don't know whether you can do that.
I don't do prediction, I'm afraid.
The numbers in the score line are the most important thing.
Yeah, I'm afraid I don't really do prediction, but. It looks very positive in terms of the dynamics of the three of them working together and the date.
Right. And football is one of those games where there are numbers everywhere, really.
Yes, yeah.
The number of passes, the number of fouls, the number of corners, the number of sprints. You could be studying it kind of all day. And
it's also the seventh match, isn't it? And seven is like a very powerful number with energy, number anyway, with numerology.
Right.
Yeah.
So, from what you've said, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of harmony anyway at the front for
England. I mean, there might be sometimes clashes a little bit between Wayne and Jack, but together there's a great deal potentially achieved.
Right. So, I mean, the message to Roy Hodgson, I would say, is that if he doesn't start the game with Sturridge, Rooney, and Wilshere, he certainly needs to bring whoever isn't on before the end of the game if he wants.
Yeah, I haven't really looked at anyone else in the team, but those three work and the date, it works together really, really well.
Right. Okay. All right, Jane. Well, I think that's a massive help to us.
I hope so.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Jane.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.